How is prayer performed?
In his conversation with the Samaritan woman, the Lord Jesus said that the Heavenly Father seeks worshipers, and it pleases him when we worship him, on condition our worship is in spirit and in truth. He said, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." This is recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. Christ means here that there must be agreement between God and those who worship him. As the eye is fitted to receive light, and as the ear is made to receive sound, so the worshiper who wants to enjoy spiritual worship must be adjusted inwardly to receive the Holy Spirit. Then the Spirit intercedes in him, and his worship is in spirit and truth.
Perhaps Christ wanted to teach us that the requirements of the New Testament worshipers are quite different from those of the Jews or Samaritans in the Old Testament. Worship to the Jew was based on the letter of the law. The worship of the Samaritan was subject to many delusions. Christian worship, however, is in the spirit, that is, in contrast to Jewish worship and Samaritan thinking.
Actually, the manner of worship which Christ laid down is logical and free from traditional rites which accompanied the Old Testament worship. In other words, true Christians worship God not according to the rites of Mosaic law, but according to spiritual precepts which place less importance on bodily practices. It is full of divine power and activity.
Surely there is nothing more encouraging to worship than this verse: "For the Father seeks such to worship him." For if the Spirit seeks to meet its God, from whom it came, God also, who sent the Spirit, seeks to meet it in worship.